Hello, I am not Pastor Joseph Parker, but I am Victory McIntosh filling in for Pastor Parker on this, oh my goodness, it's November the 3rd. I'm telling you, 2016 is flying by, but I'm so glad that you tuned into the Hour of Intercession. We have a lot of great things we're going to discuss today and a very special guest joining us. Before we get started, you can join us on the Turban on UrbanFamilyTalk.com and chat with me there. Or you can also view and see what's going on. And I'm telling you, I've been around these Louisiana people, the Addisons, the Hamiltons, Jay Charles, all these Louisiana, and I pick up accents. But you can also see what's going on in the studio right now if you simply go to Afreeca.tv, Afreeca.tv/HourofINT. All right, guys. So before we get started, I have a quick announcement. As many of you know, and if you don't know, now you know, glory, glory. All right. No, seriously, though. The election is next Tuesday. I mean, whoa. And this is definitely an election that will be going down in the books, no doubt. It's a day of prayer and fasting, though. Monday, November the 7th. We will have a day of prayer and fasting. It's a day to seek God's face. However, whichever way you would like to participate, you can do one meal, two meals all day. Please join us in crying out for God's mercy. You can also sign the pledge at AFR.net to let us know that you participated. That is Monday, November the 7th, a day of prayer and fasting for our country. Before I introduce our guests, and I'm so excited to have her on, and I also want to welcome all of you who are on Afreeca TV. What's up, family? And again, that's Afreeca.tv/HourofINT. You can see what's going on in the studio right now. So before we go to our guests, I want to read a little bit of 1 John. I was in my devotion this morning. Man, let me tell you, I love my time with Jesus. And if you don't do it, I would like to challenge you to give God. I'm going to say if you don't like spend like a good 30 minutes to an hour, just do 10 minutes getting in his word. I specifically would advise going to the New Testament. There's nothing like pouring your heart out to the Lord. Man, I am a mama's girl hardcore. Do you hear me? To the point where I know that when the Lord brings my husband, I'm really going to have to let her and myself, we're really going to have to work on I'm going to have to work on going to my husband first and not my mother. With that being said, I love pouring out to my Heavenly Father more than I love pouring out to my mom. And I'm a huge mama's girl. But I'm going to read real quick before we go to our guests. I'm so excited. 1 John chapter 2. All right, John. Y'all know John. He's the one whom he said, loved by God, loved by Jesus. He said basically, it was like he was trying to say he was Jesus' favorite. I beg to differ, John. I believe I'm his favorite. We're all his favorite. But 1 John chapter 2, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the Sherry B about to help me out. Thank you, Sherry B. That's the producer. Thank you. Propitiation. Man, say that fast. For our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Y'all better hear me. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness, even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all, I'm trying to not to shout on the radio, because this just gets me. He's talking to us, we believers. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have become the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Men, there are times I have to look in the mirror and just tell myself, victory, you are strong in him. I may not feel like it, but his word says it, that settles it. And the last verse I want to close with, verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Hallelujah. Men, okay, so I'm about to introduce our guest, and I'm so excited. All right, so this sister, I met her about a month ago. She's a sister in the Lord. She is a Christian blogger. She is a Christian. She's a Christian blogger. She's an author, a speaker. The name of her ministry is Life Before Eternity. When I met her, it was like kindred spirits. But also when I met her, I thought, man, I think she's like got more energy than I do. And I got a lot of energy. I mean, it was like, I just knew she was my sister in the Lord. I would like to welcome to all of you. Okay, I call her Nia, but I'm going to try to pronounce her full name. Titania Page. Welcome to the show, Nia.
Girl, you better put some respect on my name. Titania.
Girl, why your mama name you a tough name? No, I love it. I just, when you know, when I met you and you pronounced it, and you were like, just call me Nia. So I just stick with that. How you doing, Nia?
I take the blame.
Girl, I blame your mama. Tell her don't make it hard on us. Nia, thank you so much for joining us. Seriously, would you please tell the listeners what you do and what Life Before Eternity is all about?
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I'm so happy to be here with you. We are kindred spirits, and I just love you, girl. My name is Nia, and I help women wanting to live Christ out loud by teaching them how to study scriptures and apply them to their daily lives through Bible-centered workshops, articles, and live broadcasts, particularly on Africa TV. But, yeah, that's what I do, and you can come and find me online at lifebeforeeternity.com.
Yeah, girl, you better spit that out. Oh, my gosh. Look, so when I met her, it was at a huge church outside of Memphis, Tennessee. And I asked her, I said, what do you do? She said she was a Christian blogger. And I said, okay. And I was expecting her to say something like, I work at such and such. I said, you're a Christian blogger? And she was like, yeah. I said, so you do that full time? She was like, yeah. And I was just so amazed. And then she blessed me with her her book, Your Devotional. Which aren't
yes,
you offering
spending time with God?
Yes. And told me that she was a full-time Christian blogger and told me what she did. And I was just like, whoa, girl, I gotta get, like, I knew we just had to be connected. Nia, I would love for you to share with our listeners, because today's topic is stepping out of the boat and pursuing God's calling. So tell us, how is it that you knew God had called you to start Life Before Eternity Ministries?
Wow. I'm so glad I have the opportunity to share, because I know there might be some people right now that are contemplating starting a ministry or starting a business that they really feel like the Lord has put on their heart. And so I'm going to share a little bit about my story. So I was saved not too long ago, but long story short, I was serving as a missionary in Japan. And while I was there, you know, I'm very connected. I used to connect with my mom and you know, my friends and everyone through the internet, because I was a whole nother country. But as I just grew and more my knowledge of the Lord, I just felt like, and for myself, as I went through things in my life, I realized, man, it would be really great if there was a place online where people from all walks of life, whether they're Japanese, you know, or for wherever they come from, if we could just connect with each other as a community online and grow spiritually together. Not something to replace the church or anything, but just a place where we can connect with peers and want to and learn about how the scripture applies to our life today. And I myself used to, you know, I still do at times, you know, look up my spiritual questions online And it is such a ministry that the ability to, you know, write those articles for people wherever they are, meeting them where they are, and showing them how the Bible actually has answers for their questions today, that was something that the Lord, a vision that the Lord gave me. And immediately I didn't pull the trigger. So, you know, we might get a vision from God, and we feel like, oh, this is something else I want to do. But I wasn't sure yet. You know, I wasn't exactly, you know, ready to just jump on it yet.
Nia. So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, you keep going.
No,
keep going.
Go ahead, girl.
Girl, you know we both talkers. Go.
I know. Okay, cool. So, after the Lord kind of put me in another position, after I left Japan, I left being a missionary there, and I came back to America and got married. You know, the Lord had me working at a government job. I was working as a secretary there, and just continuing to finish my degree. And so I finished that, and it's in Christian counseling, Bachelor's of Science in Christian Counseling. So I felt like, man, I really want to use my degree. I want to be able to counsel people about the Bible and how it applies to their lives. And that vision kept coming back, and it was like nagging me. And I just got to thinking, so, okay, so if this is something from the Lord has given me a vision to create this community, create this website where people can come and connect and be equipped to live out God's word and let it radiate in their lives. Am I, like, prepared to do this? I really surveyed the gifts that the Lord gave me, and I found that the Lord has gifted me to do things digitally.
You're very good at
graphic design and things like that. I love creative things, and I'm very bold. I'm not ashamed to, like, I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say. But anyway,
it's just live radio.
I don't know. I can be open, but I got the discerning.
Girl, amen. Girl, my mama tell me all the time, Victory, there's nothing wrong with being transparent. Just sometimes you a little bit too transparent.
Amen.
Yeah,
so you don't want TMI.
Well, Nia, I'm going to cut you off real quick because we're actually, man, time really does fly. We're going to be at a break in a few minutes. But thank you, Sherry B, our producer. She was just talking in my ear. But one thing, listeners, I want you all, one thing that we're going to be discussing with Nia today is stepping out of the quote-unquote boat. And the reason why, when we get back from the break, I want to read a little bit of the story when Peter stepped out on water to meet with Jesus. Because pretty much every time when I hear Nia talk, like, it takes courage, Nia, you know, to go pursue what God's called you to do. Because, you know, we have this cotton picking mind. I'm from Mississippi, cotton picking. We have this mind, and the enemy loves to bring in thoughts like, you can't do this, you know, kind of like Moses, you know, try to bring all the flaws that you have. But when God's called you, he's equipped you, and he will continue to be there with you. So I want to definitely talk about how you, because I admire how you just stepped out on faith, and you're a young woman of God, you know. How old are you, Nia, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 25. Girl, I had to think about it, but I'm 25.
Look, we too young. Girl, I sometimes do too sometimes. So I definitely want us to elaborate more on how you stepped out on out the boat. So to encourage people, because God has called us all to do something. What you're called to do, that is your quote-unquote ministry. All right. And I also want to talk about also how you met your husband, because another thing for you. Oh, man, they go to music. So we'll talk about it some more. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Hour of Intercession. Victory McIntosh filling in for Pastor Parker. We'll be back with Nia Page talking about stepping out on faith.
The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening.
Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day. Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
God has allowed me to have many friends who are in various entertainment industries. One of the things that is a common denominator for all of them is that they can't forget their godly upbringing. They remember their days of being at church every time the door opened. But there are a few of them who struggle with using their gifts to build up the kingdom or continuing a secular flow. One of the things that is undeniable is the call of God on your life. No matter where you go or what you do, you will know when God calls you. It's not going to be something that you can deny or argue, or in many cases, even run from. So I'll say this, don't continue to pretend as though you don't feel the tug or hear the call. Answer the call. Doing so will set your eternal destiny on a different course, and you'll be surprised at the peace that comes from giving God a yes. Is He calling you? With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening. Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day. Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Where my crown was, I'll be weak, but I'm alive from the dust until dawn. Yeah, I'll survive, 'cause I got sweet victory. Nobody can take it from me. Sweet victory, 'cause I got sweet victory. Yeah,
you see me living, I know you see me living. You can't tell on these CDs, well, bro, I'm knee-deep in it. I'm waiting in my weakness, he may be deep in it. I be lying through my teeth to say I don't resent it. Even as I write these lines, I'm close to tears. My body ain't been working right for 7 years. So miss me with that, keep your chin up, try to smile. Bro, I'm 26, I should feel better by a mile. Keep all your anecdotes and cute quotes. I'll pass on cliches for true hopes.
I feel thorns where my crown was. I'll be weak, but I'm alive from the dust until dawn. Yeah, I'll survive, 'cause I got sweet victory. Nobody can take it from me. Sweet victory, 'cause I got sweet victory.
To the ceiling, feeling good, we gon' make it to the finish. Yeah,
sweet victory.
You hear me, Ali, if you feel me. Yeah, we still running even though we limping. Yeah,
sweet victory.
'Cause we winning, yeah, you know we winning. Even though we winning, we still in it.
Yeah, sweet victory.
'Cause we winning, yeah, you know we winning. Now we living.
Sweet yeah. Victory.
They see yeah. Me on the stage, they like that boy the man. They hear play on them songs, they clapping in them stands. They like, I bet you got a lot of them stats from rubber bands. So when I say it's been a hard few years, they think I'm playing. But
You don't know my life, boy. You don't know my life, boy. You don't know what it's been like on my wife. Don't know my fight, boy. Been in them trenches, steady trying to fight my foes. And when I couldn't fight no more, he rolled me low, low. He rolled me low. I know I can't beat it low.
Feel thorns where my crown was. I'll be weak, but I'm alive from the dust until dawn. Yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back. Look, you know when it's a young person hosting a show. Look at the jams, y'all. We have to bring in a little Christian hip-hop, Christian rap. I was about to get into about Lecrae, but I'm not even going to get there. All right, guys, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning into the Hour of Intercession. Pastor Parker is out today, and Victory McIntosh, that's me. I'm filling in for him for today. And we have a special guest, my dear, beautiful sister, Nia Page. Nia, girl, welcome, welcome. And we today we're talking about just stepping out on faith, going after what God's called us to do. Let me tell you, in today's society, well, since the beginning of time, honestly, God has specifically, but for, when we were in our mother's womb, he knew what he had called us to do, and he had equipped us to do it. But a lot of times, many of us, due to fear, due to us living in this flesh, this cotton-picking flesh, we allow it sometimes, many of us, not all, to hinder us or to stop us from going after what God's called us to do. Because what he's called us to do is, it always consists of us being a blessing to others. It consists of us spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. Man, just earlier this morning, Nia, I was talking to the Lord. And I told him, I said, Father, I want you to endow me with even more joy of to be so excited about you. Kind of like when somebody has been out there in the world and when they get back, when they come to Jesus, you know, they're kind of like on 10. They're like a new kid in a going to Toys R Us. And they're like, oh, my goodness, I'm in Toys R Us, you know. But I was like, Lord, endow me with that type of joy. Like, give me more excitement so that way when I go share Jesus with others, man, they're like, man, I want what you got. So, Nia, before we go back in, I want to read a little bit of Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 through 31. Jesus and the disciples just finished feeding the 5,000. And they're about to get into the boat. So here we go. Let's read it a little bit. Verse 25, it says, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. He said, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Nia, so let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. So when I think about you, my sister, starting a ministry, you know, going to being in Japan as a missionary. Okay, because, you know, I love transparency. Mm-hmm. I don't know many black missionaries. You know what I mean? I can count on one hand. Like, that took faith and boldness. Like, how, like, what was it in the inside of you that allowed you to do that?
Man, I think part of it that made it really easy for me is that I had really just first gotten saved. And it's, I think a lot of the boldness that we need comes easier when we're in that fired up, pumped up, just realize, okay, the Lord is real and, you know, he's working and moving in my life. That was where I was. And I love Japan. I love Japanese people. So, for me, and the Lord had just, in the midst of him calling me and, you know, me putting my trust and my faith in him, becoming a Christ follower, he had already just taken away everything that was in me that would have stopped me. Because I was in a relationship that I really idolized, and I was in a relationship with a person that I was really idolizing. And so he took me through some depression, just and some love, some being surrounded by godly people, and through all that, through his loving me and through him getting me through that situation and helping me understand that I have my identity in him and he completely loves me as I am, that just kind of prepared me to be in this place to serve him.
Nia, man, first off, girl, you know, we all about transparency up in here. I love that you're so open to let us know about that. Man, depression is real. You know, it's real out here in these streets. You know, and it's one of those things, like, I don't care how long you've been in your walk with the Lord, the enemy is still going to try to attack us. Little knucklehead, little jerk face. Right. But he can't win because we are created in God's image and after his likeness. Man, that's what's up. So when you said, one thing that you said that you were around a group of people who helped you along the way?
Yes.
I'm assuming the body
Christian
of Christ?
Community, yeah, the body is so important. I love the way Timothy Brindle, he's a Christian rapper. If you don't know him, get to know him, Matt Moe Records. Anyways, Timothy Brindle, he said it like this, stay close to the sheepfold because you're deceitful. Ooh. So when you get yourself in isolation, whether you're sad, you know, depressed, or whether you are getting ready to do something and people of God are telling you maybe you shouldn't do that thing, you need to stick with the people of God because God helps you and confirms things for you, encourages you, and can correct you through the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. So that's something you definitely need. And I would venture to say that I would not, you know, encourage anybody to jump into ministry or jump into any endeavor that they feel called to do without that type of community, because how do you know that you're really being led by God if the people of God can't, you know, confirm that with you? And that's what happened for me personally when I started to have this vision and started to think, man, maybe I need to pursue this. All the way, I met with leaders and I met with people who knew me personally and walked with me in Christ, and their counsel really helped me to pull the trigger in the end, because it's not just something that is in me, and I feel the Lord is talking to me. He's also using these godly people to encourage me as well.
Amen. Nia, okay. Ooh, girl. I'm just like you. We like to be led by the Holy Ghost. You said the body of Christ will correct you. Man, when I say my church, which I know you're coming to our church this Saturday, and I'm so excited. I know you're going to be blessed by it. Man, I have never experienced within a church family as the church family that I am now. Like, literally, there are times I'm sitting in there, I'm like, man, this is the body of Christ. Like, we do life together, as my pastor says. Like, we literally, I mean, just the other day, one of my sisters in the Lord. Okay, so Nia, you know I cut my hair. I have an afro, for those of you who don't know. See, if you got a freak.tv right now, you can see us. But I have a tapered cut. Well, just to venture out, one of my very best friends, who's also a sister in the Lord, she lives in Dallas. She's into fashion. And she was like, Victory, what if you did like a little design on the side? I said, wait, that's going a little too far, girl. You know, I stepped out just doing a little tapered cut. I just wanted to try something new. So I did a design, right? A little design on the side. And this dear sister in the Lord, who I highly love and respect, came to me so graciously, right? Just Saturday at church, and no, we're not 7 Day Adventist. Somebody asked me that. Is it 7 Day of, what's it called? 7 Day of, you know what I'm saying? We're not we're believers of Jesus. And she said to me, man, Victory, she said, I love your hair, I love it. But it could come off if somebody didn't know you that you're that way, gay, right? Look, and real quick, I'm not that way. Lord knows I'm waiting on my husband, okay? But what she was saying was because she didn't want anyone to think that I was that way. And she did it so graciously. And later on, she was like, I hope I didn't offend you, da-da. I said, girl, no, because I know her heart. I know that she loves me enough and that she wants, she knows that my heart is to disciple people and to spread the love of God. And she didn't want anything to hinder me or hinder someone not taking my words of the gospel and think, how could she tell me about Jesus? And look, I think she could be that way. But anyway, I said all that to say that I love that you added that, like, there's nothing, you can't do life without the body, without our brothers and sisters in the
That's
Lord.
Right.
And
iron sharpens iron.
Come on, Nia. Yes, Nia. Like, you just sent me a text earlier today because I know we were talking about, and then I want you to pray for the listeners to step out on faith, go after your calling. Do you hear me? But you just, you know, you and I were talking about, we were kind of like Moses. You know, there are moments, I'll speak for me, when I second guess myself, like, I'm like, Lord, I don't feel anointed. I don't feel equipped. Yeah. Thank God we don't have to go by how we feel, but if God's word says it, that settles it. He says that we are anointed. We have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things. Why is that? Because it's where it says it. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. So, Nia, I would love for you to take time to pray for the listeners out that are listening right now to go after what God's called them to do. If you could do that for us.
Yes. God, thank you so much for the listeners today, God. God, we know that every single listener, yes, you listening, you, that God has a plan for your life. God has given you a purpose in life. And God, each of us want to live out that plan, God. God, but there might be things in our lives that are distracting us. There may be things in our lives that are not helping us to seek you first, to have a relationship with you first as our creator, to know how you created and worked us to live out our lives. God, I pray for any hindrances in their personal life, God, in their personal relationship with you, God, that they will be removed in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, Lord, that if you've given them a vision, if you have shown them, Lord, what you want them to do, God, I pray that they would go and they would speak about it with their leaders, God, that they would confirm it in the scriptures, God, that they would confirm it with leaders, Lord, that know them and know them and are walking in the faith with them, God. I pray that you would, we know that you will equip them, God, and educate them and prepare them to do the work that you have for them. Mm-hmm. God, I pray that you would prepare them for the times where they will be doubtful and tempted to be distracted from the plan that you have for them, God. We know that you are going to make a way, God. You're going to provide everything that they need. God, I pray that they will stay in your word and stay committed and put their trust in you and what you called them to do. Lord, Peter didn't do it perfectly, but he did hear you call him, Lord. He stepped out on faith. Yes. He stepped into the water, God, and he ran to you, God, when he started slipping, yes, God. As long as we keep our focus on you, Lord, we know that your will be accomplished and your purposes will be executed, God. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Nia, you better pray, girl. Girl. Lord. Look, I was like, Lord, what if I go off at this tone? You just interpret, okay? Man, when you said, let us wait, lay aside anything that's hindering us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Man, we get scripture. I'm telling you, anything you go through in life, it's already in the Bible. Anything. I mean anything. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Maybe that's a boy. A man, a girlfriend, whatever. Yeah, yes. Because, Nia, when you talked about you in a relationship, girl, been there, done that. Wore the T-shirt for a period of time. Thank God I stripped that thing off. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith because of the joy awaiting him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Nia, girl, I am so enjoying this. Amen. Man, we're about to go to another break. Man, I'm telling you, I told Pastor Parker yesterday, I said, man, this need to be a 2-hour show. Ooh, especially for us women, we got a lot to say. But, man, y'all, I'm so glad you tuned in. We still have more that we're going to talk about with Nia. I just, honestly, I want to elaborate, go even a little bit even more deeper, because a lot of times when people read the story of Peter stepping out of the boat, they give Peter a hard time. I'm like, leave Peter alone. At least he had courage to get out the boat. Because, you know, they say he lost his faith because he sunk down. But he knew to call on Jesus. So I want to hit on that some more, Nia, after this break. Man, Victory McIntosh filling in for Pastor Parker on the Hour of Intercession with my beautiful sister, Nia Page. Stay tuned. Much more is coming up in just a few moments.
Hi, I'm Shane. My drinking got so bad that my friends would drag me into my parents' house unconscious. But here at Teen Challenge, I'm finally alcohol-free. And if you think I'm happy, you should see my parents.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
Hi, I'm Cedric. When I was a teenager, marijuana led me to cocaine, and for the next two decades, I was a crack addict. And when I came to Teen Challenge, I was hopeless, but I'm free.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
Dr. Tony Evans says finding a new religion and finding a new life aren't the same thing. He'll talk about the difference today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
The word breath, Hebrew word ruah, means spirit. That's what it means. When God created, God spoke, let there be. But when God spoke, he also did something. It says, and the spirit hovered over the waters. It says, God formed man from the, watch this, dust. But then he had to blow into his nostrils the breath of life. And then it says, and then man became the living soul. What I'm trying to tell you today is being under the Bible is fundamental, but not sufficient. Memorizing verses is critical, but it won't change you. If there is no life in you, and you know there is no life because you are ongoingly dry, that is because the Spirit of God either is not in you, therefore you're not a Christian, or he is in you, but not at work for you. If you are dry, it means you have not yet learned to live life based on the Word under the control of the Holy Spirit. Because only the Spirit gives life, 2 Corinthians 3:16. Only the Spirit can make you come alive.
If you want to see God's power and presence restored in our country, get a copy of Dr. Evans' book called America. It explores the Bible's plan to restore justice, morality, strength, and freedom to our country, and what it means to be a citizen of heaven living in a place called America. Get a copy today by visiting us at tonyevans.org. Then be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Keep on having in mind.
I'm so amazed.
All the things that you
Lord, you keep on my mind.
Hey, Zacardi Cortez right there with YDIA. You did it again, man. I'm telling you, God is faithful. You hear me? He is faithful. I know we hear it a lot, but I'm serious when I say it. I'm not just saying it to be cliche. He really is faithful. Man, every time something comes up, you know, life happens. The enemy is real. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the enemies, the dark forces. I know I messed up that verse. Y'all help me out, Nia. But he is so faithful. Like every time, man, I could testify, but that's not what today's show is about. Nia's with us. Victory McIntosh right here filling in for Pastor Porca on this Friday Eve. Nia Page, she is a Christian blogger, author, speaker, a sister in the Lord, a woman of God. She unwavers, lover, dearly. Nia, welcome back, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So I wanted us to elaborate on 1 Peter chapter 4. Let me tell you, we're all about getting scriptural in this up in here. So 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, I'm going to read it. And Nia, I would love for you to elaborate on it with your gifts and talents, because you really are gifted. And I'm not just saying it just to say it, because, you know, we've talked about this. A dear friend of mine, she put it this way. And I was like, man, that's I like it. I compliment what I can. Meaning, you know, some people, because they don't want to, quote unquote, hurt people's feelings, they will lie just to make you feel good. I'm one of those, if I don't like it, I'm not going to say anything, because I'm not about to lie. You know what I mean?
Keep it real.
Exactly. Yes, yes. So 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, this is what it says. Let me get to it on my phone. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Man, when I read that, I thought, whoa, what God has gifted us is not for our satisfaction, but it's to serve others. Elaborate on that for us, Nia.
Yeah, you hit it right on the nail. God can use you, and he wants to use you, and he's given you a purpose for your life. And our job, as we're here on our earth, this life before eternity,
your ministry, gotcha.
He's giving you, he's giving you a ministry that you're supposed to do. And when you said God has given us each gift, there are things that uniquely you can do very well. And everybody, and there's some people who try to say, well, I can't do anything. Yes, you can. And we need to stop thinking of gifts in a worldly kind of way, like, mm-hmm. Oh, if you can't sing or if you can't dance or, you know, whatever, what have you, you don't have a gift. No, God can use your gift of administration. If you're a good planner, God can use your...
That's you, Nia, isn't it?
I'm serious. God can use your ability to draw, your good eye to put... If you're an interior decorator, God can use that. God can use all of your gifts and your talents for his glory. And it's not, like you said, it's not for us to say, oh, look at my gifts. Hey, look at me. You know, hey, look at me. It's about pointing people to the one, the giver of the gifts, and pointing people to God. And a lot of people don't think they're going to find a satisfaction in life by doing that. But let me tell you, when you live out the purpose that God has given you, you're not only pouring, you're not only going to be blessed because you are living out your purpose, and you're going to feel that, you're going to sense that, but you're also making yourself a part of something that will never be broken, fade away. No matter how many generations come and pass, what you do for the Lord will stand and last forever. Mm-hmm. But what you do for yourself, let me tell you the truth. No, nobody's going to be thinking about Beyonce.
Nia.
Maybe like, I don't know how many, 50 years from now, 20, maybe even 20 years from
come
now.
On.
Nobody's going to be thinking about her.
Who is
the
that?
Things that you do.
I'm sorry, girl. You were flowing. I was just like, who is that?
But what you do for the Lord, I like to think of it like this. I'm motivated. And a lot of people are earthly money, you know, motivated, you know, for earthly riches. Why don't you get motivated for heavenly riches? Because this is something you're going to enjoy for your lifetime after you die. When I do something for the Lord, this is the way I think about it. Oh, okay, I do this ministry. Let's say my ministry blesses somebody and they become a Christian, and then they get empowered and they – by the Lord, and they decide that they want to do a ministry. Don't you know that I get credit for? I get some of the credit for what they did because I was obedient.
Yes.
That means, you know, my heavenly riches is about to multiply.
Come on.
I mean, if you want to be motivated by, you know, riches and treasures, be motivated by heavenly riches, and be motivated by the love of Jesus Christ, because mm-hmm. that's what you need to be motivated. Don't be worrying about things that's going to, you know, fade away and
yes.
that you're not going
to
have.
I'm trying to.
Go ahead, girl.
No, I was just. No, I'm sorry. Look, girl, I love you so much. Or I was just going to add on. Because we do live in a society where people are like, man, I got to get the latest car. I got to get a big old home. Mm-hmm. Now, there's nothing wrong with having those. But when you idolize those things, like yes. you said, you can't take that with you with heaven. The only thing we can take with us to heaven are souls. Thank you, Jesus. Man, and another yes. thing I was thinking about when you were talking is with God, you will leave a legacy. I want to leave a legacy, not only for my yes. children and my children's children, but other followers of Christ, other believers, leaving a legacy. Man, so that's how I'm supposed to live, representing Jesus, spreading the gospel.
Yes.
I want kids and adults to be able to say that. Another verse I'm reminded of is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. I love how Nia pretty much was just saying, you know, our gifts and talents is for the glory of our King. It's about having these knowing that in heaven we'll be storing up riches, right? So Proverbs 18.
Yes.
Verse 16, it says, your gifts will make room for you and bring you among mm-hmm. great men. This is the thing. You don't idolize your gifts in the sense like, oh, yeah, I'm about to be popular. I'm about to do this. Because, you know, this, like I said this other day on the Jesus Jams. Pardon my grammar, but this ain't high school. This is not high school. I get so, Nia, when I see grown folks whom, you know, just through discernment, and discernment is not always discerning negative things, but the Holy Ghost will just discern out people and whatnot. And you could just tell, like, I'm like, man, they doing that for the wrong reason. Like, grow up. This isn't high school. Nobody's trying to be popular here. Man, but your yeah. gifts will make room for you, bring you among great men so that you can disciple more. You can evangelize more. See, the more people that you yeah. touch, you equip them so then they can touch others. That's the ripple effect of the Great yeah. Commission. I'm sorry. Go. You have some more you want to add?
No. It's good. I just wanted to say, and that's one of the things the Lord really taught me in when I was serving in Japan, and as I started to do this ministry, we have the wrong idea of success these days. We think success means material growth, material increase, or, you know, popularity right. increase and things like that. And I wrote an article about this on lifebeforeeternity.com, success. Man's definition versus God's definition, if you want to check it out. But we need to understand that success is not measured by material things or how many people we got sitting in the crowd or even in the church, you know. God mm-hmm. measures success by our obedience.
Yes.
And like you said, Peter got out on the water. Yeah, he had his moment where he got distracted or when he got afraid, he saw the waves and began to sink, but he did cry out to the Lord. Just because you do something for God doesn't mean that, you know, you won't come up against doubts and distractions and things like that. But we need to understand that our identity, our success, all those things are rooted. Whatever we do, it needs to be motivated by the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And everything we do counts. It can't be for those things, those, like, you know, fake material things like that.
Amen. I'm going to add this. You said, we all, Peter did have a moment. And I'm going to tell you this. When you go after God's calling, ain't, I know I keep saying ain't, isn't that terrible? I promise, guys, I know how to speak correctly. I promise. But let me tell you, going after God's calling, it's not going to always be roses. You know what I mean? Man, I'll never forget a very dear sister in the Lord told me, said, Victory, God didn't call us to easy street. Man, Nia, when I say my mouth drop, I was like, what? I don't even know what, because I realized I was thinking that, like, it's supposed to be easy mm-hmm. and peaches. He didn't call us to easy street, but what he did call us to do, he's equipped us to do it, and he promises us that he will be with us. Now, we all going to have moments. Girl, Nia, I can tell you many times here at American Family Association, I done took my butt up in that bathroom, had a little, you know, moment. See, everybody has a quote-unquote moment. This is what I say. Have about a five-minute moment, cry your little tears out, whatnot, whatever. And after that, you get yourself together and you get in God's word. I'm like, okay, Lord, yes, you are with me. You say you'll never leave me nor forsake me. You've called me to do this. You've equipped me. I have an unction. Speak out the God's word, what he says that we have. Man, Nia, we are running out of time. Girl, I'm so excited. I'm so glad that you joined me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Seriously. I would love for you to pray for the listeners in the area of always keeping the focus on Jesus and not on these earthly matters.
Yes, yes. God, thank you so much, Lord, for just your, you know, being in our lives and moving in our lives and giving us purpose, God. Lord, I pray that that we would be constantly aware of, you know, just spiritual warfare and the things that come against us as we try to live out your word, God. I pray that you would help us, Lord, to just keep our focus on you, God. Don't let us worry about, you know, the material things or whatever other measures or gauges that the world uses to determine our success or how we're living out our purpose, God. Let us be guided by you. Let us be affirmed by you. Let us be motivated by you, God. Everything just for holding you so that we can become more and more like you, God, so that we can be used by you, God, because it's all about you. It's not all about us. So, God, keep our focus on you. Keep us from distraction and keep us from the tricks and the schemes of the enemy, God. Thank you so much for working in our lives and calling us and allowing us to partner with you in your story,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Yes. Oh, my goodness. So listen, listeners, if anything, I believe Nia is the same way with me. One thing that we want you to grab a hold of today with today's message, which is called Don't Be Scared, Step Out of the Quote Unquote Boat and Pursue God's Calling. But one thing that we need the body of Christ. Make sure that you are around. You have a group, somebody or a group of people. If you don't have someone that is mature in the Lord, ask the Lord. Lord, send me somebody who can do this walk, this Christian walk with me. Because God didn't call us to do it by ourselves. Now, I will say this. If you are a single person, you ask a woman with a woman and a man with a man. Okay, ain't nobody got time for that. Now, if you're married, it should be your spouse. Ask the Lord. Maybe you're like, man, he's not mature in the Lord, or she's not mature in the Lord. Ask the Lord. Help them grow. Help us both grow. Nia, do you have any last words before we end today's show?
Yeah, I just want you guys to understand that everything counts. Everything you do counts. Wherever you are right now,
ooh,
it counts. Your work and your attitude of serving God right now where you are is a witness to people. God can use you. And I'm talking to you if you're listening. He can use you. He's gifted you, and he has equipped you to do those things. And if you have something in your relationship with God, or maybe you don't have a relationship with God, if you want to get into your purpose of living, get connected with your Creator and get whatever hindrance you have in your way of having that relationship with him, you can get rid of it. Ask the Lord to get rid of it for you.
Nia, thank you so much. Guys, Nia Page, Life Before Eternity, Facebook her, Google her, follow her. It has been such a joy as always. I want to thank our producer, Sherry B. And thank you, Pastor Parker, for trusting me to sit in. Thank you, listener, for tuning in. And we pray you got something. If you missed the beginning, go to UrbanFamilyTalk.com and check the podcast. Victory McIntosh, catch me tonight on Jesus Jams. I love you. God bless you. Go share Jesus with someone.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.